Take your copy of God's Word, turn to Ephesians chapter 6. That's New Testament. 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, right in the middle of Paul's letters. Ephesians chapter 6. Before I pick our reading up there at verse 1, let me just remind you our theme for the month. It's Mark chapter 1, which I preached last week, particularly verse 17, where Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." So now this week and the next 2 weeks, we're going to flesh out the honey holes, so to speak. Where are the fishing honey holes that Jesus has designated for His followers? Where must we be made to become fishers of men? So Ephesians 6, verse 1, there the Holy Spirit of God says through the Apostle Paul, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. This is the first commandment with a promise. Honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." Let's pray. God, will you settle our hearts that we may listen to what the Spirit says through this Word today. Thank you, God, that we can gather in this place so freely and so openly to proclaim the Word of the living God, to hear it. Lord, give us grace to do it. Father, I lift up Harrison Hills Baptist Church this morning, Pastor Rick Griffin. I thank you, Lord, for that gospel work in our county, a pulpit where I also know the Word is being proclaimed faithfully. So I ask, Lord, that you speak through my brother Rick today in power, that souls will be saved and be sanctified. This county will begin to enjoy more and more gospel preaching, gospel-centered churches, gospel ministry, for the glory of Christ alone. All God's people said, amen. Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men. We learned last week that Jesus is the Messiah, He's the Christ, He's the Son of God, and He's God the Son. He's the Christ, the Son of God, the Lord. And we learned what He's about. He's about sharing the gospel. He's about selecting disciples. And then He promised to shape those disciples into fishers of men. We noted that our American way of fishing with the $30,000 bass boat, casting one line, jerking one bass at a time, is not what Jesus had in mind. That is not how His culture would have received the promise to be made into fishers of men. Jesus is talking about forming the church, forming a worldwide man-fishing crew. Big nets, big crews. It's a team effort. And so now today, I want us to start thinking as a church family about how we can best help one another as we are being made to become fishers of men. Where are the honey holes that Christ has designated for us to be fishing? Every fisherman I know has a honey hole or two. place where the fish always seem to be, place where they maybe just enjoy to go. Fishing is usually good. And so we wonder, has Christ designated some honey holes? I think if you read the New Testament, you'll find He definitely has showed us some places where it is not optional to be fishers of men. I want to argue today that to become fishers of men, we must begin at home. Fishing for men begins at home. With dad, with mom, with grandparents, maybe some aunts, some uncles, some cousins. Fishing at home is where it all begins. The simplicity and the purity of becoming fishers of men in our homes, I think it's both beautiful, but it's critical also to our church family. I bet you the world's best fishermen today all cut their teeth with a